Kuf Yud Sif Aleph. Veshas Hatchak Begoyim Shuvaderech Hashahoy Oymei Bemochem Shuv Torud. Person is in extenuating circumstances that he cannot say an entire Shemoneh Esrei. He's concerned that he's standing in a place that Yafshikuhu Oshul Yichus Pal Bekavonis Filar. He's in a public place, people disturb him in the Shemoneh Esrei. He won't have proper Kavonis to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei. So the first three brachas, instead of saying all the middle brachas, he just says one bracha, which is an abridged version of all those brachas, called Avinenu. And he said the last three brachas. So it's basically, instead of 19 brachas, he's saying 7 brachas. So you have to say it standing up. It's even when he comes home, he doesn't have to daven the second time. This tefillah one does not say in the winter season because you have to say the same talamotar, and that's not part of the nusach of Havinenu. And also the Havdalah that we say in tefillah after Chanatonu is not part of Havinenu. So therefore, you do not say Havinenu when you have to say after Chanatonu. Once again, the heter to do this is when you're going to be in a situation that if you don't do this, you will not be able to have proper kavanah in Shemoneh Esrei, or people will be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Mishabru brings a chiddush from the Chayodim that says that Havinenu you cannot say in the winter months or on Motzei Shabbos, but if you want to make a shortened version of each bracha, of the middle brachas, you can shorten them. You have to know how to shorten them. And then say the Bakosha of Saint Talamota in that bracha, even though it's the winter. Kamuvan, one should avoid this. This is only for persons in a big Shas Hadchak, and you have to know how to be Mekatsa then. Chayolim says not to use this hakes of being Mekatsa then. Shemoneh Esrei. Sibbeis, Hapoyalim Shesim Elochis Elabayis. People that are working for Balabais. If their salaries are just the food they eat, so we assume the Balabais is not ma'akib at the davening time, because he's paying them very little. They can't be the chasim, they noisim kapeim, they can't duchen, tirkoanim. But if he does pay them, then the Balabais is entitled to be ma'akib that they should have a short Shemoneh Esrei, and Mispal Havinenu, they say that shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei. But this is only the sad dina de Gemara. Today the Balabatim are not makbid, therefore a person who's working with somebody else, it's assumed that he has permission to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei when the time comes. We could assume that the Balabais gave him permission to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei. And Kamuvan, you could say the rest of the tefillah also. You should add that you also have to go to a shul to daven with a minion. If he needs a minion, he's allowed to go to the minion. Once again, if the Balabatim are makbid on that, then they have the right to be makbid on it. But generally speaking, they're not makbid on the workers making a minyan. Siv gim aholech v'mokim gedudei chaya v'listim. A person is going to a place of danger, that there are wild animals and ganovim, people that can damage him and steal things from him. Then he makes him a shorter tefillah called Tzoche Amcha Merubim, a short tefillah, one bracha. And so, he just says that one bracha without the three in the beginning, three at the end of his family, so mahalach. He can say it even while he's walking. If he can stop for that bracha, he should stop. When he gets to the inhabited areas where there's no more danger, then he should say over Shemoneh Esrei, because this is not in place of Shemoneh Esrei. It's just a basic tefillah, so he shouldn't go without saying any tefillah at all. Ramo says, if he had the opportunity to daven the full Shemoneh Esrei, he did not do that, then he had to make up that Shemoneh Esrei, like we learned previously, by a person who forgot to daven Shemoneh Esrei.